everyone, and welcome to Discovery Land Online. Today, we are going to learn how much Jesus loves his children. Can you think of a few things you love? Think of one thing you love and keep it in your mind.
Now, we're going to play a game. I'm going to make my thing that I love out of this clay and see if the rest of you guys can guess what it is. All right. Are you going to make something too?
Yes, I am. What should I make, Miss Michelle?
Oh, I don't know, but it's got to be something that you love, and I got to get this out of here.
Love.
All right, let me see. I know what I'm going to make. Okay. All right. I have always loved the smell of this. It smells so good.
This is something I love to eat.
Oh.
Yes.
I see. Oh, okay
then. I am making a, can you guys guess what it is?
Let me see, a pancake with raisins on it?
Ew, no, Miss Michelle.
No?
It's a cookie.
Oh, I do see it. I love it. Do you see what I made?
So yummy.
Okay, what do you think it is, you guys?
Is it snowballs?
Yes, you're partially right.
Okay. Is it...
What would I be doing with the snowballs?
Making a snowman.
Yes, good job.
Okay, perfect.
I know, I love making snowmen. In God's big story today, Jesus spends time with kids. Today, we're learning Jesus loves me. So, Miss Evelyn just did the motions. Let's do them with her. Ready? Jesus loves me. Good job, you guys. Now let's praise God together and declare all the ways that we'll follow him forever.
No matter how dark night or your day. God's love helps me not to be afraid. No matter how high a mountain I see, God's love is bigger and it makes me wanna sing. I know no matter what, God loves me. 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 And now my hands are clapping. Tears I may cry, God's love is still here and I'll be alright. And when it's hard to say goodbye and I just don't want to do it, God's love is what I got and he will help me through it. I know no matter what, God loves me. I know no matter what, God loves me. I know no matter what, hands are clapping, hey. And now my feet are dancing. No matter what, I'm loved because God loves me. And jump up and get down, and jump up and get down, and dance around, dance around, dancing all around. And jump up and get down, and jump up and get down, and dance around, dance around, dancing all around. No matter what, God loves me and God loves you. Say, I know no matter what, God loves me. 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 And now my hands are clapping, hey. And now my feet are dancing.
God, that you made me and I am your kin. Jesus loves me so much. His love for me is big. The Holy Spirit leads me and I can follow you. My life can tell your story. I no wonder this is true.
Remember our friend Tack, the curious cat. She always is asking questions, and she has a pretty good one for you today. Are you ready?
Hi, kids. Do you remember me? I'm Tack. For anyone who can spell, that's cat spelled backwards. I'm always curious about everything. Do you know what it means to be curious? It means to think about things and ask questions. It's good to ask questions. I have something I've been curious about. Do you want to guess what it is?
Yes.
It's something you feel inside.
Is it being hungry?
No, it's something that comes from your heart.
Oh, I know, a heartbeat.
No, it's something you feel when you really, really like someone or something.
Oh, love.
Yes, that's it. I'm curious about love. Kids, do you love anything? I love pepperoni pizza and watermelon and my sister. Mm-hmm. The other day I said I love you to my doggy friend, Gup the Pug, and I got curious. Where does that feeling come from? And what does it mean?
Yes, we can love a lot of different things. Sometimes it can be a little kind of love, like when we love a toy or a certain food. But sometimes it can be a really, really big kind of love, like when we love a close family member or a best friend. Love all started in the Bible. Did you know that? I remember hearing a story about Jesus loving some kids, and it ended up that he was teaching everyone around him a really important lesson.
What did they learn? I'm curious.
We'll find out when we hear about God's big story today.
That sounds great. Well, I've got more exploring and thinking to do. There's so much to be curious about. I'll see you later.
Okay, see you later.
What is something that you are curious about? Have you ever loved something? Let's take a moment and think. What are some things you love? We all love something, but have you ever stopped to think about how Jesus loves you? Today's Wonder Truth is Jesus loves me. Today we'll discover Jesus loves us. Okay, guys, before we start today's part of God's big story, we have to do our pay attention glasses, our listening ears, and ziplock and button those lips. Are you ready? All right, pay attention glasses. Mine are big, apple pies.
Mine are big snowballs.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
All right, listening ears, let's reach up, grab them, get them on, make sure they're straight. They straight?
Yes.
Okay,
good.
Are you straight? I think.
Okay, good.
All right, so we're going to ziplock and button on three. One, two, three, zip, lock, and button.
Okay, let's get our hearts ready by praying.
Okay.
Thank you, God, for loving us. We know you are here with us and have so much to teach us. We are grateful your Holy Spirit is our guide. Help us get our hearts ready so we can learn from your story and feel your love. In Jesus' name,
amen.
Amen.
For today's part of God's big story, we have a happy face and a sad face, which will help us think about whether what's happening is good or if it's a bad thing.
Yes, at some parts in the story, we will hold up one of the faces. So if I hold up the happy face, you can say, yay! Because what's happening is really good.
Okay.
But if I hold up the sad face, you can say, uh-oh! Because what's happening in the story is really bad.
Uh-oh. Okay.
So let's give it a try. Are you ready?
I am.
Okay. Happy face.
Yay!
Yay! All right. Sad face.
Uh-oh. Jesus traveled from town to town teaching people about God. His followers, which were called disciples, traveled with him. Yay!
Some people were upset that Jesus was so well known.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Jesus kept teaching anyway. He even performed miracles and healed people. He always made time for people who needed him.
Yay! One day, some parents brought their children to Jesus so Jesus could bless them. But his disciples told the parents and the children to leave.
Oh, man. They thought Jesus was too busy to spend time with a bunch of kids. Uh-oh.
Jesus was angry when he saw what his disciples were doing.
Mm.
Let the little children come to me, he said. Don't keep them away. Jesus explained that whoever wants to enter the kingdom of God must be like the little children.
Then he took the children into his arms and he blessed them. Yay! Yeah.
Sometimes we might think Jesus is too big and important to pay attention to us.
Mm-hmm.
We might even think our problems are too little for him.
Aww.
But we are his children. He listens to us. He loves us, and he's always there for us.
Yay!
In God's big story today, we learned about how Jesus showed love to children. He loves you too.
Yes, Jesus is always thinking about you and always wants to hear from you. He really enjoys spending time with you.
Yes, he does. Do you think Jesus loves every child and person in the world? Think about how many people are in the whole world.
That's a lot of people.
I know. It's like, he loves all of them. That's right. He loves everyone of us so, so much.
Yes. In fact, even though God is the creator of the whole entire world, wow, he will always listen to us whenever we talk to him.
That's amazing. So today, guys, for respond time, I need you to stand up and get ready to dance. When the music plays, we're gonna dance a silly dance. When the music stops, everyone freeze. When you freeze, everyone yells, Jesus loves me!
This is an example of how Jesus listens to us. He stops everything and listens to us because he loves us. Are you ready? Get set. Let's do the game and go!
Ready? Freeze!
Jesus loves me!
Good job, and go! And freeze!
Jesus loves me!
Awesome! And go! Wasn't it?
Yes.
Okay, let's pray and talk to God for a minute. Close your eyes and imagine Jesus is with you right now. Remember how much Jesus loves us. God, thank you for spending time with us and loving us. Thank you for knowing what we need and caring about us always. We love you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Okay, it's time for our blessing now.
I love that.
Yes. Let's hold out our hands to receive it like something God is giving you. God sent Jesus to save us and to let the world know that he loves kids. May you always remember that he loves you too. When you are happy or sad or scared, always and forever, Jesus loves you.